Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, get up. Good morning, get up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir. It's time to Hustle and Shine. Brian B. Shining reporting live from the Brown and Krupa studio.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. It's a high of 66. And currently, cousins, it is 45 at Research Hospital.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this International Jazz Day?
Oh, okay. Let's get a little sexy. Okay. That's how I'm feeling. I'm feeling sexy. That's how I am. Let's see. We got your motivation coming up in 10 minutes, but we got my man Quez Beasley coming on the show in the 7 o'clock hour, D.
And I feel like that's perfect since it's International Jazz Day. We're going to be talking about 18th Vine Arts Festival and more. The Honors Awards are coming up. TMG goes down into 23. Cynthia Bailey, former Real Housewives of Atlanta star. She gets candid about trying to keeping up with the Joneses. And Brandy also speaks on who's the future of R&B.
Oh, okay. I can't wait to hear that. Let's go back to 2002 on this Throwback Thursday. A little Common and Mary J. This is my song right here.
Because I'm my best when I'm with you.
Hustle and Shine, let's go.
Get on your job, tell them, haters, get on your job. Motivation, sucker, can't make me suffer, just make me stronger and make me tough.
The meaning is in the effort. The meaning is in the sacrifice. The meaning is in the investment of your time and attention. No shortcut exists to the life of meaning and fulfillment. You cannot steal meaning or borrow it or assign its creation in your life to someone else. It comes from how you live from moment to moment, what you do, the extent to which you give of yourself. Waving someone else's flag might appear to be meaningful, yet the meaning does not come from the flag, but from your personal investment in whatever it represents. Rather than wishing for meaning, make it with your muscles, your mind, your desire, and commitment. Instead of futilely seeking to get it for nothing, create meaning from everything you have. You are filled with the potential for meaning. Orient your thoughts, your moments, your priorities, and actions to continue fulfilling that great potential. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
622 on your time, high up 66. Currently, it is 43 at Village West. Rapper DaBaby is getting candid about how he stayed positive while facing public backlash and even some personal losses.
I just stayed close to what was important to me, you know what I'm saying? My kids. That's what's always kept me grounded. Fun to me was creating the music, creating the visuals, putting the music out and performing. That was probably the hardest part, right? Of like that downtime, like not being able to perform. That's like therapeutic for me.
Yep. I know, D, you like to give grace a lot of times to youth, in which rightfully so. You should always give that. And I think in this case, DaBaby, he seems to be learning from his past mistakes from the past, 8-9 years or whatever.
Has it even been that long? Was it pre-COVID or around COVID? It was something.
Well, he was hot. I remember he was hot around 17, 18, 19. And then the thing happened where he talked about It was something about gay people in the age or something like that. It was something really bad.
Yeah.
And then he has a couple other things, a Danny Lee situation or whatever. So he's been through a lot of controversy.
Yeah.
And
2021 when he made those comments.
See him grow up a little bit now. I think we're seeing a little the evolution of the baby.
Yeah, I think that was like his late 20s, early 30s, because he's 34 now, so makes a little bit of sense too.
Facts. Yep.
With that age range, you're still a little ignorant.
Even in your 40s, you know, it's still hanging on.
That's it.
But hey, what we say in Motivational Minute, growth looks good on you.
Period. In other news, Trick Daddy, I don't know if he's really growing. I don't know. But he claims that back in the day when he was rapping about Ralph Lauren Polo, they sent him an email.
If I did a concert, everybody would be rocking Polo. I don't know who. Somebody from Polo sent a response letter and email back. And they told me, no, thank you. We appreciate it if you won't even mention our name again in your song.
Are those Bugle Boy jeans you're wearing? Hell no, they Polo. Nah, I remember he was an early endorser of Polo, but yeah, you got to be really, a stain on somebody's clothes for them to be like, nah, we don't need you to endorse.
That's what I'm saying. Even then, it was probably back then. I feel like companies endorse anybody now. Like, so I feel like he could revisit if he wanted to, and he would definitely get accepted.
That's
now.
A good point, Deep. Like, back then, it was probably a little more precious.
It was.
Because.
And his lyrics, I mean, I get why they was probably like, bro, stop talking about
it. Oh, my gosh.
Like, oh, yeah.
That's
unfortunate, though. So let me tell you something.
Because our people buy almost everything that we really shouldn't be buying.
When Nan came out, Trick Daddy and Trina Nan, the lyrics on that song, like that came out, what, spring 99 or so? It was...
Oh my God.
Was that active on the radio?
You had to hold your mouth. It was. But they... See, back then... Oh, yeah. Back then, they made completely different versions of songs.
Yeah, they would say different stuff.
Like, yes. So it was, you know, it was a different game. So, yeah.
Duh.
This is Stayla Cherry, and I wake up with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Hot 103 Jams and the law offices of Roger White present the ultimate Mother's Day experience. Listen for the secret keyword and text it to our text line for your exclusive VIP link to enter. One lucky mama will win a $500 Capital Grill gift card. Mm. Fancy. $100 massage gift certificate and a pampering package from Infinity Touch Salon, including hair, nails, makeup, facial, face.
Period.
Celebrating your mama. Hot 103 Jams, man. Love to all the mothers in the building.
Yeah, I mean, you a good throwback Thursday, ain't you?
A little bit, you know. Check this out. Great news. The officials at Children's Mercy Hospital announced yesterday plans for a $1 billion expansion that includes a new medical tower at its main campus in Kansas City, Missouri. The $1 billion expansion at the Adele Hall campus is in response to the growing demand for highly specialized pediatric care. And this new tower will expand overall capacity by 25 to 30%. That is a big expansion. And integrate next generation technology with more flexible spaces. So some of the new features. It'll be a new home for pediatric intensive care unit, neonatal intensive care unit. Okay, yeah, I got that. Yep. An expansion of the emergency department that will increase patient capacity. State-of-the-art surgical center with future-ready technology, including robotics. And improved flow to help care teams collaborate more seamlessly. Mm-hmm. Spaces designed to translate both science and research into real-world treatments and cures. There's going to be a new lobby with dedicated spaces designed to support patients, families, and staff. And a good thing, more natural light, green space for areas that enhance patient and family comfort and healing. So they're looking for a goal of completion of 2031 for this, and construction is expected to begin this fall. I have a lot of thoughts about all of this. My brother, who had cancer when he was 12 at 88, and I was 2, he was treated at Children's Mercy. I remember making tons of visits all the time to that hospital because it's a hospital that's in the hood. And, you know, easily accessible, you know, where I was at Village Green. Mm-hmm. So I have a lot of memories with that place. Even the logo, I think, looks like me and my brother of Children's Mercy. It always reminds me of me and him. So this is very important and special to me.
Absolutely.
Because Children's Mercy, man, it's one of the best hospitals in this region, for sure.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I have a couple of friends that work with Children's Mercy, so I'm excited to see what, you know, how this improves their work and them actually caring for our community. That should be a plus for sure.
And I want y'all to pay attention to something real quick as we close this breakout. Look at all the investments. Like, I'm talking about these huge investments that's going around the city, around that area. These things have been in the works for a long time. So it's so much money for
somebody sent an email 10 years ago and got the ball rolling on that.
Nah, for real. You hear me? Look, the
stadium. That's how it happens, yeah.
Stadium, $2 billion investment. This $1 billion investment right here with Children's Mercy. That's right by the stadium and all of that.
It's we needed some more educational investments, and it's going to feel even better.
Big facts, D.
Yo, what up? This your boy, Little Ronnie. I wake up with Hustle and Shine on the Hot 103 Jams, baby. Let's go.
Hot 103 Jams got the hottest summer concerts, but this time, KC, you get to pick the show. From the Wu-Tang Clan to Neo and Akon, MGK with Wiz Khalifa, or the Pussycat Dolls with Lil' Kim and Maya. Don't
you
do that.
You was good until you took the deep breath.
Stop. Don't do that. It's a summer of live. Pick a show. Win a week. Fueled by Live Nation. Shout out to our cousins over there. And of course, your big station, Hot 103 Jams.
The biggest.
So a construction company involved with building the Buc-ee's in KCK. A lot of people over here, we cannot wait for this Buc-ee's to be built because we've heard all about, you know, the
hype. We've been hearing the hype.
Yeah, forever, D. Well, they said that the I-70 ramps at North 110th Street, Cousins and KCK, they're going to temporarily close on May 4th. So this closure is needed to make safety and other improvements to the overpass before the Buc-ee's is open. Part of the plan includes widening the ramps and installing new traffic signals. So it's all for the betterment of everybody, y'all. So the company said that these ramps are expected to reopen on August 2nd. So it might be a summer of discontent over there with that. There is a marked detour for drivers and signs are now in place showing the route. So Village West Parkway already closed in January to accommodate its construction. Village West Parkway isn't expected to reopen until late September. So this is going to impact traffic to and from Village West over there in the Legends, the Kansas Speedway, Hollywood Casino, Sporting Park. This will also be in place during the World Cup too. Golly. So
thanks for the heads up, because I sure be over there. Yeah, I just went to the Legends over the weekend.
So this Buc-ee's, they broke ground in October. They supposed to open up in 2027.
I can't wait to see what this hype is about. Because I like Quick Trip, but people are like, oh, it's like times five. But what do I really need out of a gas station?
Out of a gas station, right.
Like, do I need a Walmart gas station? I don't think so.
Yeah.
We're going to see what Buc-ee's all about.
This is Marquita Miller-Joshua with Five Star Tax and Business Solutions. I'm up this morning hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams.
Yo, shout out to all the cousins that's tapping that Hot 103 Jams app. Love and appreciate you for always staying locked in. Also, the cousins that's tapped in on the stream, on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitch, on Twitter. Thank you so much for checking me and D out in the studio. You know, I got a face for radio. You know what I'm saying?
Got some light eyes and that light. Stop. You know what
I'm saying? Don't do that.
Lean into that pretty privilege, my boy.
I ain't no pretty privilege. And shout out to all the cousins that's doing it the old school way. We see you driving down Bruce R. Watkins Highway. Make sure that you calm down. You know them lanes is tight right there. Okay. Don't get in no argument with nobody.
And it's quarter time, so slow down.
Oh, boy. Hey, they was clocking right there on 435 and Bannister Road yesterday.
I was 10 below.
Boy, if you're driving right there, make sure you be careful. If you got the downtown loop, we see you. Thank you so much for making Hustle and Shine in the Morning the part of your daily morning routine, cousins, because we know and we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousins. It's that 7-Eleven roll call time only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. We're going to start on the Facebook comment side. Big love to Stacey Davis, Kiera Jenkins, Henrietta Clark, Lashana Oliver, SK Cut, Cuts Off Grand, Kashella Sims, Carver Harris, all the cousins that's in the comments. We appreciate you so much.
Yep.
And then we're going to slide over to that text line that's been thumping. Big love to Courtney Walker, Raylene Mack, love y'all. One of our cousins from the 816 said, we outside today. Oh, we are, Thursday. Oh, thirsty Thursdays. That's how you feeling?
Yikes.
Big love to Carmen Nard, tapped in
feel
with us.
Feel bad for your bartender.
Woo, they finna take you through there. Shout out to Jameer, Nova, Messiah, Kenyon. Big love to them. Anthony Drone, G-Class. Good morning to us, one of our cousins from the Sorrells family, just said a good morning to Hustle and Shine.
Good morning.
We appreciate you. Anastasia Jackson said, have a wonderful and a productive day. Shout out to JD, TJ, and the rest of the crew over at Northeast Rice Road and Lee Summit, Jiffy Lube. Shout out to y'all. I need an oil change. So y'all got me?
They going to change your air filter.
I hate when they ask for that air filter. Like, hey, you want this? No.
$45 air filter change.
Unless it's free. I take it if it's free. Shout out to more of our cousins hitting us up. Big love to Sarah from the 913. Saying good morning, wonderful people of Kansas City. Enjoy this Thursday. One more day till Friday. I'm with you when you're right. And yeah. Rich Harris, appreciate you for sending us some love on this Throwback Thursday. Brandon Blake on the Twitter side, always holding it down. We appreciate you oh so much.
My dog.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:24 on your time, high of 66. Currently, it is 45 in Overland Park. Real Housewives of Atlanta star Cynthia Bailey is opening up about financial realities behind her glam TV image.
When I was going through my struggles with Peter, you better believe I was recycling whatever little designer stuff I had going on. You better believe my butt was at TJ Maxx and Marshall's trying to put together. I mean, I literally wore black all season. I pivoted.
When you live that TV lifestyle, you really do have to keep up with stuff. Like, because that's what you're doing. It's no different than MTV Cribs. You know, people rented homes just to appear on MTV Cribs.
That's why he the realest one. You see Redman's house on there? MTV
what do you got going on right now?
Redman?
Yeah. I'm just curious.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Ain't none of my
might not have aged well.
Stop. Don't do that.
You brought him up.
He had a Nintendo 64 in the front room. What's up?
I don't remember his. Yeah, I don't remember his.
It was. He showed how he really lived.
Interesting.
It was in like an apartment in the hood.
Oh, he was. Oh, okay. That's what I'm saying. I don't know. No. I'm thinking he had just a nice place.
No. You got. Oh, okay. So he was.
Okay.
Watch the Redman. He had his mama's house. He was keeping it real, y'all.
Yeah, I like that. At least you honest with it, because when you do too much, it shows. Other news. I don't know if you checked out Kehlani's new project. It's actually really, really good. It's her fifth studio album, and she also had Brandy on it, and they shared a little quick moment on Apple Music.
For being on my album.
No, you got me forever, and I'm just so proud of you, and you are the future of R&B. You are.
I'm gonna need that clipped up, and I'm gonna need it posted on my Instagram tomorrow.
If the vocal Bible says
it,
then it's done.
Vocal Bible?
Yeah, that's what they call Brandy. You didn't know?
I hope so.
You sure?
Positive.
Hell no!
I wonder what Skits and Quest think about that.
Brandy is the greatest.
That's questionable.
Thank you, Skits. Thank you.
Very mean.
See, that's Leo energy right there. Telling the truth, being honest.
Since we fake telling the truth, next question. Rick Ross of French Montana, they just announced a versus battle. Who you with?
Oh, my gosh.
Drake.
What? Somebody said that. Somebody said it's going to be a Drake concert because they both have hit songs from Drake.
Rick Ross, man. I'm a Rick Ross fan.
This
so
is a true recession indicator.
I cannot stand.
Because what are we doing?
Yeah, I don't know why French Montana's involved with this.
I don't know why either one of them whatever. Involved
oh my
in this.
God.
This is so random.
This is Bria Berry from KNBC 9. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
We got some of our favorite cousins in the building. We talking about the 18th Divine Arts Fair Honors Day.
Woo woo. Shout out to our guests. Yes, grab your mic. Don't be shy.
I'm so shy today.
So we have Quez in the building and Skittles.
How y'all doing?
Yes. We appreciate you both for being here.
Thank you for having us, you guys.
Now, of course, we've been talking about the arts festival for a very long time. I know that's not till September, but you've been having first Saturdays at Keystone, and both of you all have been participating. Could you let our cousins know what that has been?
So if you have a kid, we teach our art class from 1:30 to 2:30. We teach art every first Saturday. So you have a kid from 5th grade to 12th grade, get them signed up. Go on our website, which is 18divineartfestival.com. Mm-hmm. We have a teacher, Deontay. Shout out Deontay Thomas. He teaches. We have Brush Wars, where we actually have artists go against each other. Skittles host that. We have a live DJ. We have vendors. So it's all about, and it's free. Free.
Okay,
it's from, so come, it starts at, Brushwood starts at 5 o'clock. We have a live band with this year. This one, we have The Royal Chief this first Saturday. So it's a good lineup.
Yeah, it's good. And then they have a bar.
Yes.
You know, and then we do 90 minutes and we go in, and it's just so great. The artists, they always give a category,
right,
and it's just so amazing. You know, the bar is there. And they make the best margaritas, so I always love to promote the bar.
Shout out to the vendors. You know, it's all about the vendors. We want to make sure our vendors make money. So if you're a vendor, go to acdivineartfestival.com and sign up.
And so it's a timer that is set off. You said
it's
90 minutes?
90 minutes. And the things that these artists do in 90 minutes is wowed.
They get a whole theme. We say, so their theme this year, I don't know what their theme is, but they get a theme, 90 minutes, and they go crazy. Mm. And last time, the girl who won ended up being the t-shirt for the 18th of our festival.
And it was her birthday.
Oh, I remember that.
Oh,
yeah.
That
was really a dope experience to just see that.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
I want to paint some album covers or something. Deontay gonna let me do that.
I wish I was more artistic. I wish I can go in and paint. That would be crazy.
You said artistic?
Yes.
Stop.
Have they seen her wigs? Artistic.
Yeah, they are. Shout out to JP.
Period. Yes. I want to take advantage. Is this for grown people? This is just for kids?
Everybody.
Yeah, everybody. Okay. You see everybody there. And it's a family environment. So you can bring your kids, and we have like a place set up for your kids to draw and color.
Make bracelets.
So you can walk around, enjoy the art, and it's free again. And so we bring a Crossroads and 18 Divine together.
And the food trucks be outside.
The food trucks. Shout out to the food trucks.
We have
Swift's Cajun.
Yes.
And, can't think of
the looking right. I need that fried rice.
Yes. That barbecue one. Oh my goodness. I'm blanking.
The skits when she get into it.
Oh, I do, because it's just so diverse when it comes to the vendors. Oh my goodness, you have people with shirts and jewelry and they make crepes and it's just milkshakes.
And it's a diverse audience too. Diverse audience.
DJ Sincere be doing his thing. It is good. Yes.
Right now we are talking about the 18 Divine Arts Honors Awards. It's going down May 24th. And so excited to honor, you know, people who don't necessarily get their recognition, who really need it, who really build the culture around Kansas City. Can you just speak on, I feel like Kansas City's an underrated artistry city. Like, we got a lot of artsy people here that don't really get typically a lot of shine. You want to highlight some of those people?
Yes, and it's kind of dope you said that. These are people who's been doing this for like decades. Shout out to Sean Tyler. He started on 103, you know. So you got Sean Tyler, you got Lonnie McFadden, man. You got Sean Edwards.
You got Isaac.
Isaac Cates is a gospel artist here. He's been traveling the world doing what he, you know, doing what he loves.
Lavelle as well, too.
Lavelle, you know, we got R&B.
Yeah, we got so many things. And it's Sasha. So many categories. You got dance, you got visual art, you got jazz and gospel and R&B. Oh, my God.
And it's a production. You know me. I'm over the top. I just can't do
so. Oh, my God. Right. So we're going to expect about 4 or 5 outfit changes between you two?
Yes.
At minimum.
There's a
standard here.
Shout out to Glitz. Shout out to Brittany Dayton. She's decorating the stage and the red carpet. So
I love the Dayton family.
A show for the people.
So, when I did your brunch some years ago, y'all, Quez had an MC Hammer outfit. He had...
Sounds like Quez.
He had like a debonair, you know, regular, you know, little suit or whatever. Then he had like some green or pink suit or something. And then he had another outfit change.
You just
keep coming with it, dog. But you do, you that shows your passion and you put a lot into your shows. And that's why, you know, you done built it to where it is.
I always tell people, I want to go to New York like tomorrow. But when I go to New York, I see that it's a need here in Kansas City. And I'm like, I can't leave my town yet. You know, it's not time. And it's time for us to literally highlight the people who's been doing this. So on May 24th, we can come. You can get tickets on 18th and Vine. 18thDivineArtFestival.com. 18thDivineArtFestival.com. And they're only $15.
Right now.
$15.
They're only $15 right now.
Emphasis on right now.
Please do not wait till the last minute.
They would go watch Michael Jackson for $20.
$24.
I pay $25.
$99.
Okay.
Plus tax. Come on down. And where's it going to be at as well?
It's going to be at the historic Gym Theater on 18th and Vine. Yes, come see what we're doing. Come see the mural we just worked on Lydia Vine. Shout out to that. It's on the Lydia Garage. Go check out that mural. We just did that. But again, come to the 18th Divine Art Festival Honors Awards. The Honors Awards, I want it to be packed. That's why I have it at $15. If we could buy a Big Mac for $10 and get an Uber to us. You can
we
pay
can do
$15.
We can do it. We can support our community
and support
and do
those
this.
People yeah. who's been doing this for a long time. I look at Lonnie McFadden. He's been doing this all over the world, mm-hmm. you know. And I look at Uncle. I call him Uncle Sean Tyler. Shout out to Uncle. I wouldn't be doing what I do if it wasn't mm-hmm. for him.
Paying
you know?
Homage.
So it's cool to see these people who's been paving the way for us. I so I'm just that. Asking Kansas City to come support us, and you we know. Have some great tributes to them.
Yeah, well, you know the whole town gonna be there.
Yes.
How much is the skits?
It's $15 for right,
right
now.
Right now.
You know, and he, right now. I don't know. It's gonna be. He's gonna have to make that money because yeah. he got some amazing hosts that's coming in the building oh. that he gotta pay. And those wigs, that makeup, and everything like that. So
I'm waiting on her check.
I'm waiting on my check.
And some amazing singers I gotta pay. So I need y'all to come out.
Come show up.
I mean, we got Kim Keys singing.
Yeah,
oh, she be doing the full.
Listen, if you know Chris the Rector, she's my favorite gospel artist in the whole yeah. wide world. She's there. Yeah. So it's going to
be
good.
May 24th. We putting it on our calendar right now.
You know it. Quiz and Skits, we love and appreciate when y'all come through.
I love y'all.
Thank y'all. We love y'all cousins.
Y'all give us a little life. How much is it again, Skits?
$15.
For right now.
For right now.
I'm going to bring me my money.
Yeah! Hey, y'all. This is comedian Miss Pat from the Miss Pat Show. And when I'm in Kansas City, I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jam.
Every vote matters, y'all. Every single one. Been preaching this for a long time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of the things that were done 10 years ago, well, are now coming back to bite us. The Supreme Court yesterday, D, further weakened the Voting Rights Act, ruling that a congressional map in Louisiana was a racial gerrymander, even though it was drawn to comply with the landmark law aimed at protecting minority voters. So the justices split 6-3 with the court's conservatives in a majority. Told states that they can almost never consider race when drawing maps to comply with Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, which was enacted to protect minority voters who long faced discrimination in elections. And so this decision means Louisiana will need to redraw its map. Other states could try to do so as well, although there is a little time this year with primaries underway ahead of November's midterm congressional elections. So Louisiana's primary is May 16th, just 2 weeks away. And in a longer term, the ruling could lead to fewer minority majority districts, not just in Congress, but also in state and local government, reducing the number of non-white elected officials. While the court had previously assumed that states could consider race in seeking to comply with the Voting Rights Act, one of the justices wrote that, quote, allowing race to play any part in government decision making represents a departure from the constitutional rule that applies in almost any other context, end quote. So, yeah, this is going to affect everything and everybody in everybody's life, man.
Yeah.
And I, you know, at this point, I don't know how you fight against it. I don't know what could be done at this point, but everybody needs to have their head on a swivel and look into the drawing board to do something.
Yeah.
Because we were hurt yesterday. Brown and black people, people with minorities, we were hurt.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
824, high up 66. Currently, it is 48 at the T-Mobile Center. We mentioned the other day the New York Times 30 Greatest Living American Songwriters list. We mentioned how Mariah Carey made it, Jay-Z as well, and he actually speaks a little bit on his early journey writing.
It's a flow state. It's like, I can't explain it. Teenage years, my mom had got me this notebook and I was just writing and it'd be sideways and slanted and just like a mess. And I was writing really small because I didn't want anybody to read what I was writing. And as I moved further away from the house, it was hard to like hold these things. I had to retain these thoughts. I didn't write anymore.
Jay-Z is famously known for like just going in and just hitting the mic and doing what he do. Mm-hmm. No writing, no nothing. He'll go and think about it and meditate on it or whatever. Yeah. But it's amazing to see like whatever footage like that's out there on the internet with Jay-Z doing this stuff. And like Lil Wayne took after that.
Yeah.
Didn't do it quite as good as Jay-Z, for better or for worse.
Subjective.
Yeah, okay. We can have another conversation for another day. Because we can say Absolutely. That Lil Wayne was the inventor of mumble rap, but we'll go another day with that.
Absolutely.
But yes, Jay-Z famously known for doing that.
Yeah.
Letting it flow. Have you ever been in a flow mind state to where, because there was a time, point in time, y'all, where Brian was, there was a rapper phase. For like,
I think everybody's had a rapper or a hooper's phase. Like, that's kind of like our age. Community.
Oh, yeah. I used to do that. I mean, I still got rhymes that I... Because I used to make beats and do all of that when I was a kid.
Bro, it was a 3-year period where I was like, okay.
You was really on it? What was your rap name?
So, Brian B. Johnny. What's up?
Oh, okay.
Excuse me.
No, mother. I didn't know if you had like... I'm thinking you're... Like, how
MC
old were
such
you?
And such? No, I was like, what?
You was grown?
18, 19,
oh,
20.
Oh, you was grown. Okay, yeah.
No. That stopped, okay? Look, when I got
you
hired
still,
here...
You was grown, though.
When I got hired here, that stopped, okay? When I was 20,
I'm talking about when I was 13 to 14. Either way, we've all had those chapters, though.
So when I was, like, trying, like, seriously, like, trying to write and stuff, like, we would just freestyle for fun.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I got to a point where I could do a little 16. Yeah, I can't do no more than 16.
Right.
You
know, me,
off
like,
the top
stop.
Of my head.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, very difficult to do.
No, it is very difficult. Shout out to the artists that can actually freestyle. It's very hard. Another quick headline for you. The original 1996 Space Jam starring Michael Jordan is returning to theaters for its 30th anniversary, May 20th, 2026. I am going to get my tickets sometime soon, and they also will feature exclusive merchandise, including collectible basketball cups and a Papa Shop style popcorn bucket. So at the AMC Theater. So yeah, I'm excited for this.
Not the LeBron
wait.
Space Jam. The Jordan Space Jam.
No. We got to do the that. One that just hit 30 years.
Yes, of course. Yes. The
I'm
better
excited.
One, right? What was your favorite part on Space Jam?
I don't know. You know, unfortunately, because then they have that song by Robert on there. That kind of ruined it, too.
Because
that was that. Once knowing what I know now, that ruined that part. Like, yikes. I wonder if they're going to play that on there.
Hold on. I think that's the wrong one. That was the wrong one. Yeah, this is the one I wanted.
It's on the same now.
Yeah, this is the one I was looking for.
Thing going on. Welcome to the Space Jam. Get your chance.
That's
the
great movie, dog.
In the Space Jam.
I still love Space Jam at 40.
Yeah, as you should. We'll be there. That's the Morning Gossip celebrating tour season up next. And we got some tickets for you.
Let me see this sushi roll.
Hustle and Shine in the Morning on the Throwback Thursday. Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
Hot 103 Jams.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Taurus season. Happy birthday to those kind, patient, and hardworking Taurus.
How you doing?
Hey, who's birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending birthday love to rapper and a member of the Sugar Hill Gang. Happy birthday to Wonder Mike. Sending over major birthday love to NBA Hall of Famer, 12-time NBA All-Star, executive, and TV commentator. Happy birthday to Isaiah Thomas. Sending some birthday love over to rapper, singer, and songwriter Travis Scott. A big love and a happy birthday to rapper and a member of G-Unit. Happy birthday to Lloyd Banks. And last but not least, send us a birthday love to TV and film actor, best known for his role as Eddie King Jr. on The Five Heartbeats. Happy birthday to Michael Wright.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Alan Neville's Lolas and Terry Thornton. Plus a big special happy birthday to Dr. Kiana Powell and everybody else born on April 30th. Happy birthday, Taurus. Celebrate
Hi.
Your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play...
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Mary.
Hey, Mary. What you doing on this Throwback Thursday?
Just dropped my daughter off at daycare.
Okay. What flavor air freshener you got in that car?
I don't got no air freshener.
Oh, Lord, no.
You so ready for him to check your engine light. That's the question you was ready for.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I was.
All right, Cousin Mary, we got a chance to hook you up with these two tickets to go see Lela James tomorrow at the To Be Honest Tour, but you got to finish these lyrics. You ready?
Uh-huh.
How can they say that I'm not true? They'll see that I'm all that you need. Oh,
nothing is promised to me and you. I'm never gonna let it go. Nothing is promised to
me
and you. We're never gonna let it go.
Okay.
Hell no!
Honestly, I don't know all the lyrics of that one either, but you know.
I know the melody. Yeah. I don't know the words.
Right, close enough.
Aye, cousin, you and getting those two tickets to go see Lisa James tomorrow at the Madrid Theater. Who are you going to take with you?
Probably my husband.
Have a fun date night.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Tell Kansas City what morning show is getting you hooked up, cousin.
Hustle and Shine.